You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Under the stimulus plan agreed by Republicans and Democrats last night, the headline is $600 checks to individuals making $75,000 a year or less, and the federal government will add $300 a week to unemployment benefits for many. Beyond that, what do we have? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us from Washington.
Well, David, the bill continues a number of programs that were due to expire at the end of this year, including federal unemployment benefits for gig workers and for people whose state benefits have expired. The legislation is also expected to extend an eviction moratorium and include money for rental assistance. There's also money for the Paycheck Protection Loan Program for small businesses. And the bill is expected to include $15 billion for movie theaters and live performance venues.
Now, the central bank, the Fed, was at the center of a major hurdle in negotiations. You've been covering that. Do we know how that was resolved?
Yet Republican Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania had been insisting there be language in the bill outlining what the Fed's emergency lending powers will look like in the future. Remember, the Fed established a number of emergency lending programs during the pandemic. Initially, Toomey wanted the bill to forbid the Fed from doing anything similar to that in the future. So now the bill just says the Fed can't recreate those exact same programs, and they expire at the end of this year.
Is the Fed saying anything now?
There's no public statement from the Fed, but former Fed Chair Ben Bernanke issued a statement saying it was, quote, vital that the Fed's ability to respond to a crisis, quote, not be circumscribed.
Nancy, thank you. That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.